when Jesus, at the age of 30, was anointed and empowered for ministry. The Bible says he went about the cities and the villages and was preaching, teaching, and healing. And multitudes started following him. And at one point, he started going, and there were so much multitudes and so many people. And he looked at the multitudes, and he had compassion on them. And then he says, that's in Matthew 9, at the end he says, pray. The first word he said was, pray. Pray for the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth what? Laborers. Laborers into his harvest. For the harvest is great, but the laborers are what? Few. When he said that, the next chapter is verse 10. It went from Matthew 9 to Matthew 10. And there, he started choosing and giving us example of laborers. And how we found these people, some of them were fishing, some of them were at the tax collectors, some of them were working in their offices, some of them were doing different kinds of things. And he goes to them, and they started following him one by one. And the Bible said he called them disciples. Amen? He called them disciples. What it means, first was he called them to a school of training. He called them, he had his own congregation, what you might call a congregation, a group of people. And he started training them. That's the word disciple. Then he trained them so that they can do what he's doing. Amen? Amen. Because the harvest is great, but it's looking for workers. Then he gave a parable. He spoke a lot in parables. But he was speaking as God was revealing to him what was needed. He shared a parable that parable has been the basis for the manifestation of the love of God. In Luke chapter 10, he gave a parable. He says, because one of the top theologians and a lawyer, very knowledgeable in Bible, came to him. And he asked him a question. And he says, Master, what shall I do to have eternal life? What shall I do to have eternal life? And Jesus says, how do you read? How do you read the scriptures? And the man says, this is what the word of God says. Love God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, and all that is within you. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, let's clap for him. He spoke well. But there was something he said. Who is your neighbor? And then Jesus went up now to share this story, this parable. So let's look at it this way. He says, let's see the church here. The church here. Where people gather here. He says, there was a man that was on his way in his journey. Here was broken. Was afflicted. Was broken. And he was found here. Come on, almost half dead, was broken. So he says, there was a priest, and then later a Levite, meaning in today's context, a pastor and a worship leader, was coming from the church. This is Jerusalem, that's Samaria. Jerusalem represents the church. Samaria represents the world, the ungodly. So it says, the pastor, that's me, the worship leader, at different points, were coming out of church and were passing this road. And it says the priest saw a need here. And he looked at it and he went his way, this way, another way. He says, then the Levite, or what you call a worship leader, or a leader in the church in Israel, was coming and he saw. He went close and looked at him very well, make sure it's not his family member, make sure it's not the wife, it's not the children. He went and looked very well, make sure it's not our church member. Looked well, make sure it's not a black man or a white man, because he's a different color. He looked everywhere to make sure it's not something related to what he can benefit from or benefit him. So after looking at it, he went this way. Then Jesus said, now, a certain man coming from Samaria, where you call from the world, was coming from here. And the man came, he was riding his donkey. He came, he saw the same thing, and he stopped. He kept his donkey, and he took his oil, which was expensive, ointment. He did some ministry to him, helped the man, and got him to the point where he could be able to ride this, he could be able to pick him alive, and took him and brought him to a place where he can be restored fully and left. You know the rest of the story. So why was this very important? Jesus, in all his teaching, especially when he taught the full gospel from Matthew 5 to Matthew 6 and 7, he summarized everything about the kingdom. He says, I will show you what God is looking for. It's not he that hears the word. It's not the knowledge. It's the one who puts it in practice that he benefits. So basically, Jesus is saying, at the end of that parable of the Good Samaritan, he said to them, he asked them a question at this point, after making it so practical. He said, so which of these three people loves God and loves people? Has received love from God and loves people? It was clear. All of them answered, the one that showed mercy. The one that showed compassion. Which was the one that was not coming from the direction of the church? The one that showed kindness. So, no matter how much we know the Bible, what we do is really what we know. No matter how much we carry the Bible, what we do is what we know. That's what he's saying. So, last week, for some time now, we've been talking about how do we transition from knowing to doing, or from what we know to making it available. Because this church is a school. The church is basically a school. Paul said it in Ephesians 4. It's a training, it's a place, it's a community, it's a school. We practice it when we leave this door and among us. So the Lord started so many teachings, have gone so many training. So God started showing me, just like we discussed last week, he says, what? You see people at Lee University, they go for training. It's a school. You get knowledge. You need the knowledge because God is a God of knowledge. But knowledge without understanding and wisdom cannot be put in practice. So to gain wisdom and understanding, that's what students, they do with students. They take them to an internship in a program that takes their knowledge and shows them how to put it in practice. Like if you study to be a doctor, you go to housemanship. If you study to be a computer, whatever you study, They take you to do the practical aspect of it. And then when you do the practical aspect of it, because of the knowledge, you now become that thing. You gain that thing. And now you are able to become a resource, a solution, because you can practicalize it. You can never fly a plane just based on head knowledge. You will kill people. Amen? Amen. You can't fly a plane because you just know all the things you were taught. They have to go through a lot of practice. Practical. Amen? So it's the practical that benefits people. So we said, okay, let's begin to learn together how to practicalize love. And so love is so big, you know, like an elephant. You can't, it's so big. But you start somewhere. So the fruit of the Spirit, there are nine of them in that love. And one of them, Paul says in Romans, kindness. The goodness of God leads men to repentance. What does that mean? It means that there are some things that you do that causes people in darkness to say, "That's a light. I want that light." And I shared that example with you last week. Nobody wants to sit in darkness for more than a day. Just turn the lights off in your room and sit there for a day. You don't want to be there. So everybody out there in the world that is in darkness, inside, they don't want to be there. But they don't know what light is. Jesus says he came to show the light, and now we're light. So we're looking at how the fruit of the Spirit, when put in practice, becomes a light. Amen? So somebody sits here all the time. It's like a pipeline. You're always pouring water. But what the gospel is not just a pipeline. Somebody sitting in the pulpit and preaching all the time. No. It's a platform. Everybody is meant to be a preacher. Everybody, not a preacher, just everybody, because the gospel is not what you say, it's your lifestyle. At work, at Walmart, at the bowling alley, at games, at school, your lifestyle. That's the gospel. Amen? So, in practicals, everybody is involved. Amen? Amen? In practicals, everybody's involved. So we started something last week. I'm just preparing you because we all are going to do some practicals together. Amen? So you ready for that?
Yes.
Amen. I can't forget a story. When I was in high school, I wanted to study medicine. And I wanted to be a medical doctor by all means. And we've learned a lot about it. Our first practical, they brought rats and all kinds of little animals they have put in a preservative. They brought it out. They want us to cut them and dissect them, and then we can name each part. After that practical, that's when I knew I can't be a doctor. I couldn't stand blood. So practicals will bring a lot out of you. Amen? Hallelujah. So I just want to ask you a question. We are learning together. They have microphones. From last week's teaching, what did you experience this week? Last week we looked at what is kindness? What is kindness? And we define kindness as the quality of being friendly, generous, thoughtful, compassionate, helpful without expecting anything in return. We looked at that as kind of the definition of kindness, and we went to what kindness is. We discussed it. So anybody here that would like to say, this week, in just maybe a sentence or two, did you experience kindness and how did it feel like? If you can do it in a 10 sentence, that would be great. Okay, Bomati, They will hold the microphone for you. Go ahead.
After a sermon Sunday morning, Monday evening, I was able to help her family Sunday evening. And then during the week, Pastor Grace and I went to Big Lot, and we went into each building and asked people if we could pray for them. And
wow.
It was tremendous. People were, you know, they were so friendly, so sweet, and needed prayer, you know, and even fellowshiped.
Amen. That's an act of kindness. Well, that's a lot for a lot of people. Amen. That's wonderful. That's huge. Anybody? Yes. Did you experience kindness? How did you feel? You just heard what God used.
Well, I love that sermon last week, and the Holy Spirit told me, Bernie, when you go out, don't just think of yourself, but ask me to keep your eyes open, and I'll show you what to do. So I did, and I was at I think it was Petco. I saw this woman walking who was bent over, and she was having a really hard time, so I helped her get to her car and then helped her get her stuff into the car. And then I said, can I pray for you? And she said, yes, please. So I prayed for healing of her back, and she said she felt the pain leave. And then at the same time, some man came along. I think it was her son. And I had an opportunity to pray with him also, and I asked him if he died today, if he would go to heaven, and he said he's not sure. I said, well, you can be sure right now if you want to. So he prayed a prayer and received Christ. So
amen.
They were both very happy. I was very happy, amen, that he gave his life to Jesus.
See, that kindness, that kindness leads to salvation. Amen. Kindness, these are massive expressions of kindness. Kindness can just be a smile.
Yes.
It can just be opening the door, the restaurant, for some people to go before you. It can just be you on the line, and you notice somebody is in a hurry, and you say, please, you can come and be in front of me. Just little things. This morning, we have pastors that come to pray in the morning. And I was there early, and the pastor, the host pastor, I just walked in, and I noticed they just did their pavement. It was looking very good. And as I walked in, he stepped out, I just got excited. I said, wow, your pavement is so nice. They just did this. I didn't know they just did it this week. I was just commenting. I said, this is so beautiful. He felt so encouraged, because who knows how he convinced his church to do it. He wanted to know he did the right thing. So when I said, this is so nice, this is so well done, the water can flow, I was just excited as if I was the one that, and he was so encouraged, and he started telling me about it, and he said, you know what, these are nice people, this is what they do, and he named the company, and he said, I'll give you the information. I didn't think anything about it. You will not believe, for over a month, we've been looking for exactly what those people do to help us fix a problem in our other building. And just being kind, the right person just came. Now we have somebody that really, really knows that job that we have a problem with. Just being kind. I wasn't expecting that. Amen? So, one more person. How did you feel this week? If you were kind to somebody, or somebody was kind to you, what did he do to you? Yes, please.
We had somebody come to our Airbnb Thursday, and she said, could I pray over you and your husband?
Wow.
And that was the first time that had ever happened, and it was euphoric.
Wow.
It was just... Yeah, just really made us feel good.
Amen. That's good. Okay, thank you very much. Now we are going to look at this week. Last week was, what is kindness? If you were not here, you can go and watch it online. We have it. And then you all have been given this paper. If you have it, if you don't have it, please wave your hands and the ushers will pass it to you. So we're going to use this as our worksheet this morning, so everybody can be engaged. Okay. All right. You have it? Okay, good. So today is what is what kindness is not. Amen? What is it not? Amen? Okay. If you have the papers, let's look at this together. Let's look at these 4 or 5 points together. Number one, what is not? What it doesn't look like. When you see these expressions, that's not kindness. It might seem insensitive or not notice or care how others feel. It might look rude, mean, and disrespectful. It might be selfish, look selfish, show a lack of interest, or ignore others' needs. Might hold a grudge or have trouble forgiving. Might be harsh, cold, or unfriendly. So, these are some of the expressions that you can feel or see or touch. Just like the way you feel when somebody's kind to you, there's a feeling. But it's also a feeling when something is not kind. These are some of the expressions. So what we're going to do, I want you to think about these points I just mentioned. I'm going to show you a video. We're going to watch this video together. Amen? But before we do, do you know your neighbor? Do you have a neighbor here this morning? Two people, we can, if you just at least two, you can be three, but at least two. Find two people. If you're two, that's great. If you want to be three, we can permit that, but at least find somebody to pair with this morning. You can sit close to each other and say this, you're my neighbor today. Amen. Amen. You all have neighbors? Okay, we're gonna practice some things together. Please make sure you have a neighbor. Amen. Two people, yes, two of you and two of you. That's good. Yes. If you want two of you and two of you, yeah, okay, that's good. So if you can make it three, super honey, you need a neighbor. You have a neighbor there. Okay, great. Okay, great. Amen. So first, I want you to look at these 4 points. And look at it together and discuss it. How does that? How do people feel? Discuss them one by one. When this is not kindness, look at it together. Because I'll ask questions. So, see what two of you can exchange within these 4 areas. Review it, and then I'm going to show you a video. Review point 1, point 2, point 3, point 4, point 5. So if you've gone through, just 1 more minute, go through the 4 points. I just want you to familiarize yourself with the 4 points. You have 1 more minute to just look at the 4 points, because you don't know which one I'm going to ask you. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Doctor, you don't have a neighbor? You have neighbors? Okay, good. Okay, so I'm going to show you a video, and I want you to watch this video together, and then we are going to discuss the video based on these four things you just reviewed. Amen? And we'll go through it together. Amen? So I'm sure you have your neighbor. So please pay attention to the screen, and if you can... Amen. So let's go back to those 4 points and then reflect on this video and see when we struggle with kindness, what that looks like. And then when we do kind things, how that is passed forward. So let's discuss with your neighbor. And we'll get back to discuss on this video. What does kindness look like and what does it doesn't look like? What does... Thank you. Okay. You can be winding down. We have a minute to wind down. Amen. Amen. We're having a meeting. And in the meeting, I noticed that people were seated. Everybody had their chairs. But eventually, there was somebody that didn't have a chair. And it was a female person that came a little bit later. And initially, I noticed I was still sitting, and it didn't feel right. I just wasn't comfortable. So I got up, and I told the person, please, you can sit here. So the person sat, and the person was like, please. I said, no, you sit. I didn't realize, I wasn't feeling right. So if I wasn't feeling right, maybe that person might not have thought about it. But why would a lady be standing and everybody be sitting and I'm sitting? So that was hard for me to realize I wasn't being kind. And it didn't really feel good. And I've had several experiences like that, where it didn't just feel right. It was later after I've left, I said, oh my, I wish I had an opportunity. So I've been through situations where I was just not kind. And I think it didn't feel good. So from this discussion, will you like to share from your discussion? Who would like to start just voluntarily? It's going to be voluntarily, amen? Because I noticed that when I start asking people, they won't come back, amen? So it's going to be voluntary. No, people don't like to be put on the spot, amen? So voluntary, okay? Share from your part. What's your...
From the video and things that we talked about, from the video, he didn't have to go out of his way to be nice. In fact, that stuff tried to run him over. And he avoided those opportunities. I mean, I think when he got the revelation, then it became really easy. And then he felt pretty good about everything. So I think we don't have to go out of our way to be nice.
The opportunities are always there, at home. Yeah. Yes, anybody else? Yes. Thank you so much. From the video.
Yeah. Yes. I thought what was really interesting, when someone was kind to him, it affected him and was able to be kind to others. Mm. And so he started affecting others with kindness.
Mm.
And his countenance changed.
Yes.
So I believe there was a change from the inside to the outside.
Wow.
And his hard heart was softened and now became soft. So I believe when we respond like Jesus, it affects others. And so that they'll also change. So it's sort of like a, like you said, the ripple effect, the domino effect.
Mm. Wow. So actually, the kindness changes life.
Because
he was not a happy person. Okay? Yes, who else? Please lift your hands and I will get a microphone. Okay, Cynthia? Kuka doesn't want to give you the microphone. He will give it. Go ahead, Cynthia.
I will share, like Ms. Bernadette says, very simply, that kindness is a two-way street. And we don't realize just a simple act, as Dr. had shared in our group, just a simple thing can be so profound to change someone's life. And we should really take time to pay attention to this today, because we will walk out of here today and we will experience a Good Samaritan situation. And I pray that this does not fall on stony ground as far as us taking kindness beyond these doors here, and that we would remember that kindness is a two-way street. It not only helps you, which sometimes we don't realize, but we are definitely, when we are kind, reflecting what the Lord wants for us to do, is to love others as we would love ourselves. So remember that kindness goes beyond just yourself, but to others.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. So who wants to say, from these four things, what does it feel like when people are not kind? You know, in the story of the Good Samaritan, if you remember, the person is already beaten down. He's been robbed. He's already miserable. Amen? He's already beaten down. And there's so many people out there. And sometimes we come to church, we are so low, you know? So the power of kindness is it brings comfort. And it brings encouragement. So who else wants to share from this when we're not kind, you know, effect? Who? Okay, Patty.
Well, I have kind of a two-way street. This last week I was feeling, I don't want to say angry, but I was feeling a little blue because none of my friends, I hadn't heard from them in Colorado and Florida. And so I was just thinking, well, they're not going to call me. Well, then I thought, okay, Lord, this isn't nice. So I got on the phone and I called all of them. And they were thrilled that I called, and they had been busy. And so consequently, I was all way up because I felt better because I talked to them and they were all okay. And I was, instead of sitting there feeling angry or whatever that feeling is when you feel neglected, I guess. And so just by doing that, we were all happy for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And I got little notes, so.
Amen. 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 That's very powerful. You know, sometimes we just imagine things. People might be busy. People might be, but we just think our mind goes so deep and we're depressed. And making that effort of kindness. Amen. Who else? Somebody lifted. Okay, Marian.
That is a powerful principle. When you sow.
Microphone, I can't hear you.
Thank you, Pastor Obi. Okay. Patty, that is a powerful principle for us to sow out of our need. I can remember thinking, oh, my husband doesn't touch me very much. He, you know, just all these negative thoughts that are coming from the enemy, you know, to stir up trouble. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, if I want him to touch me more, I'll touch him more. So, you know.
That's good.
Think of the other person. What is it that you need?
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Yes, thank you very much. That's very good, Marianne. Anybody else? Okay, Janice. Okay.
What about somebody that won't receive your kindness?
The video, how did you get the answer from there?
I mean, you know,
if somebody doesn't receive kindness, at least you can pray for them, you know, on your own. But one thing from the video, you've sown a seed. Eventually, the results will come. Yeah, it's a seed. Okay, anybody else? Any young person? Any young person? You want to share? Okay, because I was... Okay, we're going to take one more and then we're going to move forward. Okay.
From me and my neighbor.
Yeah.
The main thing we saw in almost all of these points, what kindness is not, and when we struggle to be kind, is because you are so self-absorbed, so self-focused, it's all about me. That man was going somewhere and he didn't want the little girl's balloon to waste his time, or to hold the elevator for somebody, it might waste his time. And that lady wanted him to volunteer. He just was so focused on himself. And clamped up, she said. So clamped up. And we are that way when we don't really know the Lord, because it's all about me. What's good for me? What can I get out of this? But when we know the Lord, we have his nature. We just read that we are sons of God. We are friends of God, right? We are to be like him. He is so loved that he gave. So when we are out there, then we extend ourselves. And look at how he was the one that benefited in the end. His countenance changed. He was laughing and smiling and going about. And he went to other places that we didn't see at first. He went to visit people in the hospital. He was playing with a child. Kindness opens you up. Two, it loosens you. Thank you. On Friday night, I had somebody call me at 5 something. She's like, are you guys at home? I said, yeah, we are home. She said, well, we are thinking, I have a friend with me here, and we are thinking, please, we are passing by, can we just spend the night? We need a place for tonight. And it's after 5. I was in church for choir, for practice.
Give the short version.
So the short version is, I checked with my husband, I checked with the people in the house, they said, sure. And I just told her, I'll call you right back. At first I said, of course you can come. Then I said, oh, it's not just me, let me check. And I called her and she came. And they came, they are both native Indians. These ladies, the way they prayed for us yesterday, the things they did in each of our lives yesterday, it was such a blessing. We would have thought we were giving them a night, a place to stay. I'm telling you, they were such a blessing.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen. So, talking about kindness opens the door. Oh, so who? Pastor Victor, okay, go ahead.
It's just very short. Pastor Gary,
yes.
Pastor there, he came to the Wholehearted Man and he was ministering and he said, when I leave the restroom, I make sure the next person coming in will not miss a mess. I even cleaned the mess that I did. You remember that thing you said that day? It hit me like a ball. And since that day, when I leave a restroom, I make sure the next person coming in won't come in to see a messy place. It's kindness.
Amen. 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 But while we're here, how can people feel comfortable when they come here? See, kindness begin at home. Huh? Smile. Shake. Handshake. Appreciation. Like, sometimes you don't know how somebody's day is going. And just expressions, words, like I did with that pastor. So, can we take a moment and... You know your neighbors right now, yeah? Okay, let's practice a little bit of it. Whether it's through prayer or it's through words, can you look at your neighbor and practice some kinds? Don't be fake, just take your time. Amen. Because this is real. And say something kind. Express kindness. Show kindness. So go ahead with your neighbor. Let's practice a little bit of it. Because what we practice is what we can do. Words of kindness. Kindness to your wife, to your husband, to your friends, roommates. Show some kindness to your neighbor. Coca, she's sitting by herself there. Has somebody expressed kindness to her? Okay. Kindness. Express it to somebody. Okay. So you have 1 minute to wind down. Take your time. Some people have already shown a lot of kindness already and they are waiting. Take your time. And those online, keep practicing what we're doing also. Practice with your roommate, your neighbor, you know. Whoever is around you. Amen. 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 This virtue is already in you. This character is already in us. Amen. That's why we're here. This character is already in you. That's why you're here. It's already in you. So I want to share one more video with you. Amen. I want to share one more video with you. Josh, you ready to see it? By the way, Josh, I just want you to know that you're a very humble man. I really respect you. This boy, he stays so quiet and so gentle, and he's been winning awards upon awards upon awards, and you cannot tell. We really, you're teaching us humility. We really respect you. Thank you. Congratulations. Amen. Yes. I want to show you a video, and then we'll go from there. Please pay attention to this.
The world moves fast. Every day we wake up, we watch the news, and get sad and anxious about all of the bad things happening around us. But a small act of kindness can improve someone's day or even their entire life. In honor of Random Acts of Kindness Week, here are 20 random acts of kindness ideas you can try this week or any week to restore people's faith in humanity and keep kindness flowing year round. Number one, text one person each day with an encouraging message. Number two, create a courage card for a child suffering from chronic illness in the hospital. Mail it to a nonprofit serving these kids, like Zach's Toy Chest in North Carolina. The mailing address to send cards is in the description below. Number three, eat at a pay what you can restaurant near you and pay a meal forward. Not sure where to find the nearest restaurant? Check out a map at oneworldeverybodyeats.com. Number four, make a motivational playlist and share it with someone in need of a pick-me-up. Number five, leave a loose change jar at your workplace and invite coworkers to toss in a few coins. Pick a charity to donate the change to. Number six, offer up items you no longer need to your neighbors for free through a no-buy group online, Nextdoor.com, or Craigslist. Number seven, write a letter to an isolated senior living alone or in a retirement community. Many retirement homes have pen pal programs. Check out information about one program in the description below. Number eight, give three people a surprise compliment today. Number nine, visit the local animal shelter. Can't take home a furry friend? Take photos of overlooked animals and share their stories online to raise awareness about the potential pets with the highest need. Number 10, leave a few quarters near the parking meter. Someone without change in a hurry will definitely thank you for it. Number 11, write an encouraging note on a napkin or a sticky note and leave it in a public place to bring a smile to the next person to happen by. Number 12, mowing your lawn? Offer to mow your neighbors too. Giving your time to help someone else is our greatest gift. Number 13, drop a book for someone else to read in your nearest free little library. Find the nearest one near you using the map in this video's description. Number 14, do you see someone getting bullied in a comment section online? Speak up and say something nice instead. Number 15, give a friend a recommendation on LinkedIn to give them a boost the next time they're in the job market. Number 16, donate used towels or blankets to the animal shelter. They go through them quickly and are always in need. Number 17, see a piece of litter? Pick it up. Number 18, in a crowd, launch a spontaneous high five splash mob. Number 19, listen to seniors' stories and capture fond memories with older loved ones. Ask them questions about their lives and record their stories using the StoryCorps app. Their stories will be remembered and immortalized in the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. for all time. Finally, number 20, sign up to volunteer in your city. Think about your passions and interests and find a cause that matches you. Thanks for watching. How will you be kind this year?
Amen. Amen. That list is just a stimulator. It's not saying we should just do this, but it's just giving us, it's just an activator. Your roommate, your dad, your mom, your brothers, your sisters. We get familiar with family, but sometimes one just think, what can I do for my brother, my sister, just to let them know I love them? What can I do for a church member? You all can bear witness. Marianne gets you to do something and sends it to people. And they call all the time and say, you all are still thinking about me? Sends to prison. Just opening the door that Cynthia does every day for the people. Very simple acts of kindness makes you a light that people can see and say, why did you do that? Say, just have a great day. I can't tell you how many times I'm in a restaurant and the waiter will come and say, your meal has been paid. Because I like to do that also. You know, so kindness, like you can see from the video, passes on and you don't know how far. Gary is sitting here. When I first came to America, I was in Miami and a lady called in Baker, said, just come. I said, I don't have money to go to school, Bible college. I want to go to, you know, other things. And they offered me scholarship at the Bible college free. And that started my journey. Scholarship. And after many years, it's here. Amen? So you just don't know what one act of kindness can do. A ripple effect. Amen? So as we wind up today, I want you to take the next step. And this step is, because when you go out here, the reason, you know, so make it natural, is just go around this building, one person, find somebody, and just pray for them today. Just pray with them and pray for them. Pray, let's open, Abby, can you put 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11? If you ever been in a restaurant with a waitress and how they love on you and treat you, 1 Thessalonians, you look at what it says. It says, wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his kindness and the work of faith with power. When we were at the center of Lee University, God led us to open our homes and do things before we left there. This church, if you all remember, was packed with Lee students. And we used to do a lot. Amen? So just be kind. So let's just stand up before we close in prayer. Just pray with somebody. Pray with your neighbor first. Start with your neighbor. Pray for your neighbor about this subject and this scripture. And then find one person and pray for them. Abby, you can put a little song. We are practicing kindness. Thank you. Okay, all right, thank you. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You see, when you start practicing something, you become more confident to take it outside of your house. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for your love manifested in our lives through your kindness, through your goodness. Thank you. It is your goodness, your kindness that led us to repentance. So, Father, thank you. Your grace will empower us and carry us in our homes, in our school, in our sports. Whatever we do, let our lives reflect kindness and goodness in very small ways. Use us for your glory. Use us as light by your grace. Thank you for the way you've used your people this morning and for those online to love one another. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's give God glory. Thank you so much for being practical. Practical doesn't look spiritual, but practical is what people benefit from. Amen. So next Sunday, we are going to look at how kindness benefits you. how kindness benefits you and is passed forward. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you.